Hey, what's up, FM Podcast listeners? Are you like me and you need to have your energy drinks, but you hate all the sugars, the jitters, and the crash that comes with it? You should check out Dubby. Dubby is an energy drink that has selected Neurofactor. It's a patented all-natural coffee cherry extract to help fuel you. This ingredient is what gives Dubby its laser-focused and fast reflex effects, making it perfect for gamers. Their labels disclose full ingredient amounts, and their products will never contain any fillers or artificial colors or dyes. Dubby is also sugar-free. They come in flavors like Beach and Peach, Push and Punch, Passion Joy Tea. They have a non-caffeinated Monkey Madness, which is a strawberry banana, and an all-new flavor Calio Cream. So go to w.gg and use code FMPODCAST at checkout to get 10% off. That's FMPODCAST at checkout to get 10% off. Now, let's get to the show.
What's up?
Howdy.
That's what you thought of?
Yep.
Like, I'm going to hit him with this.
Yep. Howdy.
Cheers, all right, friends. DD's thanks. I forgot to swoosh it around a little bit.
You always got to swoosh.
Cheers.
Always swoosh.
So you said this is 117?
113.
113. All right. Welcome to 113, where we're going to eat on the microphones yet again.
Mm-hmm. Just four this time. That's not
bad. What's the hottest? That one down there?
It should have been. I don't know. We might have messed it up trying to rip all these labels off. Nah, yeah. This is the hottest one. So that'll be the last one. Some Egypt extra hot. What is this shit? Around the world or some kind of thing?
It's the culinary passport via Walmart.
Sounds so fancy. Yeah. Until you just said Walmart.
Hey.
Well, no, just start.
I was going to ask.
Get
that
one done right now.
All right. Let's do Thailand.
Which one?
That one. This one? Right? Yeah.
How am I going to do that? I get a little hurt.
You're all smoking a cigar.
I know. Oh, shit. I don't even know how fast it's going to come out. Or it won't come out at all. It's fine. Yeah. Okay.
Stick a pinky in it.
There you go.
Yeah, mine's got a pimple.
Oh. You got the teenage dinosaur?
It just smells like regular hot sauce. This is good. This is all Thailand, right. You said? Is there like a name for it?
No. It is a Thailand mango habanero hot sauce.
Mango habanero.
I thought we were done with all this.
You did? You
well, at least we just did the hot instead of doing. How many are in there?
There's like another eight. But they're like mild or medium. All right. That's cool by me.
Where's it at? Are you shitting me?
I can get the whole.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm trying not to spill it all over the goddamn table. I don't know who's like, let's get rid of the bowls.
Hold it by the dinosaur tail.
And it barely comes out.
That's what I'm saying.
There it is. Oh shit. Yep. Okay, there it is.
Yep.
See?
Okay. Rum.
I got a crunchy one.
I actually ate a crunchy one.
They're good.
Well, it's on the table.
Let me back away from this microphone.
It is on the table. Yeah, it is.
I didn't bring napkins this time.
Here's a lid.
It's fine. That's your spot anyway.
Yeah, that's great. All right.
So
that wasn't
just
too bad.
No. Do you want to just knock them out or?
Nah, I can time it out a little bit.
Space them out.
To when we get real quiet.
Yeah.
That'll be that moment. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Number two.
Hey, I'm done talking. You done talking. Everybody done talking.
So I just ruined it and just found out about throat cancer for getting BJs and eating coochie cooch.
Oh, so it is eating cooch too?
I didn't get the fully read it. Gotcha. I just saw it.
I would think it'd be more from the coochie cooch, wouldn't it? Unless you're swallowing.
Well, they're always like, it's an innie. You got an outie. Like,
I know it's a full article I'm not dedicated to read. Mm-hmm. I don't want anybody else to read it either, because
that's right. So we'll just make speculations and assumptions.
Sex lives here. These stupid doctors. They're probably doctors are not getting any. They're like, let's
now, like, that. If you told me it was hardcore porn stars, like, I'd believe you, but that telling me, like, Cindy up the road, like.
Cindy up the road.
Somebody's beating this shit out of the back of your throat. You can see there's probably some cancer. You're fucking some shit.
Or if you go,
there.
Like, ass to mouth.
Or just, you know, some fucking scoliosis.
Something. I don't know. I'm not going to read all that. It was a lot of shit.
Well, you go see Cindy up the road and you tell me how she's feeling.
I don't even know a Cindy. I don't know that one Cindy, now that you said it.
Yeah?
I don't know a Cindy either.
Damn.
I know a one-legged Cindy, but...
Wow. See, she would... It does seem like she'd give throat cancer to people who ate her. Yeah. Oh. One easy all Cindy. Access. It's one probably, leg out the
what
way.
What is this, like... It's his sister. Nah. You're like making fun of her.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, like, oh, fucking stupid one-legged
diabetes
Cindy.
Diabetes Cindy. I just spit nugget on my microphone.
Damn. Nobody will know. It's on that side.
Yeah, it's your microphone. Yeah, you sit there. Yeah.
Is that you making fun of me because I said you spilled when you spilled the hot sauce?
Fuck you, Brad. That's what I'm saying.
It was funny, though. Yeah. It's like, I'm going to spill it. It's like, it barely comes out. It's, and
it did come out hard.
That one's actually good, though.
Yeah, I liked it. Like, there was a little garlicky kind of...
Even aftertaste is up in my gums and still tastes good.
Yeah.
The taste, it's good. I don't think
shout out Culinary Passport via Walmart.
I feel like they're all going to taste this fucking same.
Don't they have like dots to show how hot this is?
Yeah, they're all hot.
Yeah, but the dots, do they mean anything?
Three hot. That's what that is. The third dot means hot, and then this one's a four.
So I can...
It is still...
All four means very hot.
Oh.
But these are all going to taste pretty much the same because this habanero. This one's garlic habanero. So
they're a mild, I guess, is one, and a medium is two.
Yeah.
I hate when I get medium because it's more sweet than anything. I'm a little spicy, boys.
I mean, I hate when restaurants aren't all on the same page where it's like, if you order the mild, it's like ketchup. Get the medium, and then you go to the next spot. Like, all right, I'll get the medium. Like, you ordered ketchup. Like, the fuck I did. Landmark is really bad with that shit. Yeah. It's like the first sauce is literally just ketchup.
Their hot sauce, like buffalo sauce?
Yeah, it's like their mild sauce or whatever.
What's she doing?
Nothing, and it just disappeared and came back.
Sandwiches.
Anthony B's back. Let me tell you about this story my dad told me yesterday. So, my dad's got to sell my grandpa and grandmom died. And he's like the, I don't know if it's power of attorney. I forget. It's something else. It's not power of attorney, but like he's in charge of everything. Like, so, he's selling
head
the trailer.
Of the estate, maybe.
Yeah, something like that. I can't remember what it is. Sounds anyway.
Good. Sounds real professional. Yeah.
But he's been going over there, like, picking up the mail and stuff and making sure all the bills are paid or whatever. So the neighbors have been actually, like, getting the mail, like, and then he'll come over, like, once a week and pick it up. So they just asked him to come in. And they were like, he got the paper from the state that says he can actually sell it now.
The house and stuff?
The trailer, yeah. So, you know, they were like, oh, come on in. You know, they're old people. So, like, you have to be at least...
Fuck my wife.
Yeah.
No. Let's clip that one. You fucking ruined it with that.
That's so funny. If you're about to talk about the super old people, and he's just like, I'm going to need you to fuck my wife.
John's got Tourette's.
Got the mail back here. He's like, I'm not giving it to you until you get in there. All right, go ahead.
You know how expensive these blue pills are, boy? It'd be so much easier, you and your young boners.
So you got to be like, as like a senior to live in that, like, whatever. Yeah. So, you know, he goes in, sits and talks with them. They're like, he was telling him, oh, I finally get the stuff. I'm going to sell the trailer or whatever. He's like, and they're older people. They're old. So they were like, they're looking at him like, can you just do us a favor?
Oh.
Don't sell it to any Mexicans.
It's like, that's great.
Jesus. And then they were like, we're not racist or anything.
No,
we just,
of course not. We just don't want anybody that's not white next to us.
She was like, just when you get one, get a bunch. I was like, oh, okay, lady.
Even though it's a gated community type deal?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just...
Or like 55 and up or something.
Yeah, something like that. I can't remember what the age is, but it's...
That's funny. I want that person to know that Mexicans are the best neighbors I've ever had. So...
I just don't care for the music.
Yeah. I fucking love it. And if you had to back barbecue it in the summer, it's just like, I'm not gonna do it because it's gonna be racist shit.
John's over here like,
and I'm like, what? What is this? I don't know what they're saying, but I'm all about it.
They got good food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They got like three grills out back of the house now.
Oh, and there's like all charcoal. The food in the world. Yeah.
I'm just waiting. I'm gonna be like, the fuck was that show where they just talked over the fence?
Yeah,
I'm improving. That's all I just want to be. Let's just be handing food over. Mm-hmm. fantastic.
Yeah, I got pulled into like a Puerto Rican one before where, well, my stepdad's like half black, half Puerto Rican. So I think it was like his stepsister or something. But we went to like this family gathering of people I've never met before. And it was literally just like three picnic tables full of food.
Yeah, he had the best food ever.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, it was all hot like 3 hours ago, but
yeah. They don't use them little, what are them things called?
The sternos? No, yeah. There is like just some aluminum foil on the table and it is just piled high and eventually covered with flies. But
when you guys like go out to eat and you get it to go, when you know when it's like wrapped in foil, it's going to be good. I don't know why.
I don't get but, like, anything if you get, to go. Huh? I don't really get anything. I eat everything.
Oh, just there?
Yeah.
Oh. Or it seems like it might be like a truck kind of thing.
What do you mean?
Like a taco like a truck? Oh, yeah, yeah. Like a food, some kind of food truck where you go up and order something and then they give it
it's
to
you. It's a styrofoam that makes everything soggy as shit.
Yeah.
Like maybe that's why the foil is so much.
Especially fries. Now I couldn't be happier like that air fryer. Now I'm just like, now I can save all my old ass fries. Because they just reheat. They taste good as shit.
Oh, they do reheated? Oh, I haven't done a reheat. Yep.
You just do it like on a low temperature just to get them like crispy again. I'm like, this shit. So nothing goes to waste now.
I've been putting a damp paper towel right in the middle of them and microwaving them for like 30 seconds. They come back to life pretty good.
Hmm. Never thought of that.
Yeah.
I can't wait till John makes that sauce.
What sauce?
Remember, you can make a. Didn't they say you can make like spaghetti sauce or something?
Oh, yeah.
In your air fryer. Yeah, it's never going to happen. Fucking shit's never going to happen.
Say hi, Trish, guys.
Hi, Trish.
Hi.
Hi, Trish.
Yeah, that'll be one thing. That can just cook nicely on top of the stove there.
And if you reach underneath the fries, we have meatballs in marinara.
Yeah. I think, it can do it. It's like a whole pan, but it's just fucking. That's weird as shit.
Yeah.
I just couldn't imagine the mess that.
Yeah.
I put butter in the microwave one time for like 10 seconds and it shot all over the fucking place. It was 10 seconds. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, it still wasn't even warm, but it shot and fucking just popped it.
You ever see those, I mean, you probably have more of the things that come up Amazon finds you might like, and it's like three things in a video. They had, you never seen any of that, like the Amazon finds? Go over like.
I mean, I get the terrible wish shit on Facebook. But... Yeah.
No, I mean, like a video. They're like Amazon things that I found that you
should... Oh, yeah. Like things that slap. From I gotcha.
So they have one where it's like a tube and it just melts the butter in it. And it has a spray top. So you can spray it like on popcorn or like on a frying pan or something like that. Better than using like... I get the spray butter. You get the spray butter or whatever?
Nah.
Never.
I just melt butter for like popcorn and stuff.
Well, no. I mean, like if you're like making eggs or something, I always like... Spray butter the pan.
I like the Pam stuff, but it's butter.
Yeah.
No, I use avocado oil for almost everything. It has like the highest heat or something like that. It's basically like 500 degrees it can go to. Without burning. So they say. I don't know if it's true because I think those nonstick pans only last for so long and then everything starts fucking sticks regardless. If you just lay the eggs in there, they won't like stick. But as soon as you start stirring, it's like you're stirring all the damn oil around, so it's not going to be where like it needs to be. But yeah, the first like year with them, you're like, damn, this is amazing. Everything just slides off. Mm-hmm. Next year, it's like, a little stick here, a little here.
Shit, I got my Emeril Lagasse set. All
damn,
right.
How's that treating you?
It's old, but
it's old.
It's making it.
I think the worst one, what the hell was it? Tfal or something like that. That was the worst shit ever.
Shut up, I got it.
Yeah. It sucked. I mean, no, I don't know about yours, but like that actual like pan wasn't bad, but they had, ours had where you like one screw that held the handle on.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, that shit just from like heat and stuff like that. Like you had to sit there and tighten it, and next week it'd be like loose as shit again. Yeah. So we got rid of all them. Then I was just slowly buying like I forget what brand it is, but it's like good. So I could buy like one pan.
Right.
Like two weeks later, I had to find another pan. I got that one. Then I got all those. What the fuck are they called? You got one, but it's rusty as shit.
Oh.
Damn! I don't know why I could not think of this. The
Lodge.
The...
The Lange?
Lodge.
What? Lodge. It's like the frying pans, but they're...
The cast iron.
Cast
iron. Yeah, I could not think skillet.
Of it. Yeah. They're like the pans. I got like the real big one. I stopped using them. They're just, now I got an air fryer. Now I don't do shit.
Oh, okay, good. Because I fucked them things up. Yeah. I didn't know. I thought still you just great, cooked but... on it. I didn't know.
What, did you try to wash them or something?
No, I just tried to like... I was like, I'll cook now. I guess you got to like...
Oh, yeah, oil them up.
Yeah, bake it in the oven and stuff.
So I pick, like when I make steak, I'll pull that out because it cooks good in there. But everything else, like I used to make, I had like the little one I bought for eggs. That shit doesn't work.
Don't ever buy a wok then.
The wok?
Yeah.
They don't, Oh, this is awesome. That's supposed to be for high heat, though, right?
Well, that's the whole thing. Like, you got to oil them down and the whole thing. Yeah.
Like every time after you finish.
Oh, we have one. We don't use it that much, though. We don't use it as much as everything
else. He's like, I never oiled that bit.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that cast iron is just too much work. Like, you're supposed to clean it. You're not supposed to use soap, but you can. Then you have to fucking reseason it. Then I usually, like, the oven will still be warm, so I'll put it in there so it kind of bakes it on there.
Gotcha.
Mine still look good, but it's just a whole fucking process. And I won't do that shit all the time. I had fun when I first bought them, and I bought three of them, three different sizes.
Now, yeah,
like, that's everything. I think
we got the same one.
Then I was like, this is fucking too much work.
Does it taste like the tap?
No. The tap's a lot sweeter.
Is it really?
Yeah. This has more of like an actual iced tea flavor to it. The other one was like straight sugar.
Oh. So you'd rather have the tea flavor, right?
Yeah, I like this one better.
Yeah, they have. I haven't tried the peach one yet, but a six pack is $15.
Yeah, I don't like peach. So. Those are good. I like them.
Yeah. I got them because my mom and dad are coming and I wanted to have my mom try them.
How's the old mom doing? Walking around?
A little bit. Yeah, getting there.
She told me at a party. She's like, I can go out there and walk, but.
Jesse's?
Yeah.
Oh, she did. Remember? And the kids almost knocked her over when they were getting that big group picture?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But she told me, like, when she goes out front and, like, walks her or something like that.
Yeah.
And for a little bit now.
I think she's more scared to do it around, especially a bunch of people with.
Hell yeah. I got one little shoulder check.
Yeah.
Like, fuck my life. He's that that guy in a wheelchair. Yeah.
John said, fuck my life, fuck my wife.
Oh, shit. So it's not quiet, but there's another one coming.
All right, yeah. I'm going to get a Nuggie round two.
I'm getting a Crunchy Boy this time.
Yeah, Crunchy Boys are good.
All right, that one's off. Right? Yep.
Yeah. So what do we got next, John? Give me the description.
Same thing, though. It's from...
It's
habanero. That's why I said these two might taste the same. This is the Spanish version.
Is it the Espana one? Yeah. I'll make sure to pour it over my puddle over here.
I grabbed the wrong. This is like more honey-ish.
All right.
It's like a little thicker. Maybe. Maybe just because I got the first.
Stegosaurus Rex.
And I needed one with a little bigger space to it. What is this supposed to be, by the way?
It's a.
Is that a T-Rex?
Yeah.
Is it?
You just looking at it wrong? It's upside down?
Oh, shit. I almost lost all the hustle.
It's all right. It's your side of the table.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's all fine. I'll fucking do what I want.
Brad doesn't have to deal with it.
Fuck. If Brad messes up, it's going on a keyboard.
Yeah. Oh, it smells like a sweet and sour.
That's what, like it came out thick like that. Mm-hmm. It does.
All right.
Cheers, friends.
Before I drip. Cheers.
I mean, it's good.
Yeah. But you're right. It has, like, the same flavor as the other one. I think it's the same bottle. They just put a different label on it.
It's got something extra, whatever it is. So yeah. I wish I gave more of a description on this shit. Because that one's definitely... I like this one better.
Yeah. They don't put the Scoville on
this one?
I like this one better than that one.
Wait. We haven't tried that one.
Oh, yeah.
That one. I'm going to let you twist that on there. Yeah.
All right. Like so, did you drive today? Were you out and about?
Yeah.
I went to work.
What, is it just me, or was there an abnormal amount of people walking on the road today?
Okay, not walking, but there was an abnormal amount of people out and about doing shit.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Driving here, I passed like 7 people walking in all black clothes in the fucking rain. Like, are you begging to get fucking hit with my car or what?
Yeah, I went like, work was busy as shit. And I was just like, damn, I guess when it rains, like when it rains, I don't want to go anywhere, really. Yeah.
Milk and bread.
Yeah, but everybody else comes out. But then when I went after work, I picked up my daughter and like going through Pennsville was like ridiculous. Like people were trying to come out of every side street, every fucking restaurant. And then Wawa was always paying those people just like, I don't know why everybody doesn't go to the light. That Wawa.
That's where I usually go.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
They want to come out that little side one. Then they're like out there, like messing up people that want to go. To the right.
Because they're
like,
all in the red light and they just like start pushing in.
Yeah, I'm like, god damn. But it was like multiple people. There was, I forget what it was, like a Civic or something. And I forget where it was. near one of those auto shops or something like that. But anyway, he was on the side and he was like out there. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, and this one car was turning. I was like, I was about to go around. And I was like, the fuck is this guy doing? He's just sitting there and he's still like inching out like the whole time. I'm like, God damn, I told him. I was like, yeah, we're about to have an accident before you ever make it home today. There's so many people that look like that. Dumb. Yeah. I just want to be home.
Are you a big road rage guy?
Nah.
Oh, I am. I can't help it. Like, you motherfucking
You get all close to people when you get pissed?
Oh, yeah.
Do you yell, like, oh, yeah, like if you go to a stop street and they're next to you, you get out?
He's like, yeah.
Not
yeah.
get out, but, like, you roll the window down?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You're the guy don't want to be in the car. Going to work on the two-lane highway, I had a, like, one of the semis cut me off the other day without a fucking blinker to get to the turnpike, mm-hmm. and I was, like, coming in on the middle road. I was on my horn, like, the whole fucking time with a finger out the window. Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do that, too, especially the yield going into Pennsville. Mm-hmm. Seems like people just go, oh, I'll just make a lane on this side. Yeah. It's like, no, it's not a lane. You yield until you can go.
Nobody knows what yield means.
No. Because I see a bunch of people say yield doesn't mean stop, but it means stop if people are coming.
Yeah. Yep. That's my whole thing, like, especially waiting at the light. And, like, it turns yellow, and I need to turn, and, like, you're going to fucking speed through the light. Because, like, you can't stop for 10 seconds. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, people stop when they don't need to. That fucking circle pisses me off. And then, like, I've talked about it multiple times, but, like, that just, they'll stop at that yield, and then the rest of the yields are like, I can got this.
Yeah.
But that one, they'll be like, I'm going to put my fucking full brakes on just because there's a car straight ahead over here. Like, yeah. You still got to go around the circle. You'll be right.
If you're in the circle, you're good. Mm-hmm. You keep going.
The people that don't understand the circle, like, it just blows my fucking mind. Especially going through, like, two of them my whole life. And it's just, like, especially at point 40. Where you got, like, short traffic and everybody going through, and you're just like, fucking drive.
You just go. People decide to wait as long as you're in that. As long as you're already in there, you're good to go. Yeah, I knew as soon as they built that in this town. Like, nobody around here probably.
Nope. Yeah.
I've seen so many people eat that fucking circle. Like, just ride up on it. Yeah.
All the tractor trailers.
Yeah, they all do. I'm like, damn, if you're stuck in that center, I mean, they're not riding that far up there, but damn, if you're like a pedestrian just standing in a circle, you got to watch the fuck out. Yeah. I go pretty fast around them, but that's just because I want to, you know, Fast and Furious.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. 5 o'clock in the morning, you'd think everybody would be driving fast, but apparently everybody coming out of Salem needs to do 40.
Yeah, they're still sleeping.
They're still sleeping. Yeah. Ryan wants us to pour him a Jägerbomb.
I should have been here.
Yep. You could have had some nugs, Ryan.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. Habanero sauce all day.
Yeah.
They're good, though. I'm not over here doing that the whole time.
That's what I said. Flavor's good. What if you get the very hot and it's like hot as fuck? It's not gonna.
They don't put like I don't know if anybody.
They don't put anything. They don't put
no SCOVO on there.
No, I mean, they got dots, Brad.
They got four dots.
It's like
four,
rock band.
Four whole dots. It's 90% hard. All right.
I forgot about that.
Inside joke. Inside joke.
You were here, right?
For what?
The 90% hard for rock. It was.
He was late. That you got to remember, that was post Raccoon.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I was like, when you got to get here? He's like 2 hours ago.
Speaking of which, he's babysitting the raccoons.
Oh, shit.
I cannot believe.
What a message for reason.
Wait, what is
that? Wow. Is it true? They hit Ryan with a race thing, and they highlighted it.
Yeah, that makes it worse, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's a raccoon, not a...
I did say raccoons just because. Now, if you read it again. Yeah. Oh, that was funny. Wow, that mod. I didn't even know I had the auto mod thing.
How many was it?
Three babies. And
Ryan, he has them all?
He's got three of them. And they're just bottle feeding them.
The fuck are you going to do with them?
Just feed them until they're big enough to...
And shoot them.
And then let them back over here.
Yeah. Put them back upstairs.
Yeah. Sneak them in the house and be like, I think you got a raccoon problem.
Did I tell you when... So, just so everybody knows, we were playing Rock Band last Friday. We put a trap upstairs because we had raccoons in the attic. We caught the raccoon. Yeah, that's what he said, put them back in the attic. So then we went to drop them off. That was before you even got here, right?
Yeah, because I came and just Buck was here, and I was like, right there, he was like, they want to take some raccoon away.
Yeah, literally, you guys had the raccoon in the back of the truck. I came back in here to sit down. He came through the door.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Tony was still here, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
But,
shit.
Anyway, we get to where we're going to drop him off, and he had a blanket over. He lifted the blanket. There was shit and piss everywhere. They got all scared. It's like, what the?
Who took it?
Greg, right?
Greg drove. No. Yeah, he had a truck, so we just sat in the back of the truck.
That's funny, so. That's crazy. Did you block the hole off that they came? Or is it a vent there?
I don't even know where.
Yeah.
They came
in. Like, on the side of my house, I got, like, you can't get into it. I mean, I guess you can't. It's like a vent that's up near, like, the attic area or whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't, like, move. It's just a vent.
Well, we have one with an exhaust fan. So if you turn the exhaust fan,
it pops open. Yeah. Then they got it right, and they were timing it out. Like, as soon as that bitch turns off, we're jumping right in there. Right before it goes, like Indiana Jones sliding underneath that fucking...
Oh, yeah. But I don't think we had it.
Looking real drafty in there, Brad.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, Nettabree followed.
What?
I thought it was going to pop up. I was waiting, but it didn't. But that was gonna pop. Yeah. That would sounded just like just like your Birdman call. Yeah. See, can you do it again? See if you improved?
Oh, shit.
It's like you said, I'm just practicing. Like, damn.
I haven't practiced one bit.
You do it yet? I'm just waiting. Trying to burp. I'm like, I'm going to start laughing.
Oh, I'm part pigeon now.
Still not good at it. Mike Tyson's so disappointed.
Oh, man. Sorry, Mike. I'm not the pigeon I could be.
It's fine. Mike's not that good at talking.
Yeah, but he's great. He's good at pigeon stuff, though. Yeah. He still can weirdly
Now talk. We got to tag him.
Yeah. Did you see?
That'd be great when he sees it. He said, I ain't that good at talking.
You ever see those gravity infusers?
No.
It's like, you probably have to look it up. Anyway, Seth Rogen was like the first person that, whoever this company that makes them, he had one. So it was on his Instagram. But now Mike Tyson has like a signature one. Him, I think it's Wiz Khalifa has one. And then somebody, I thought there was three. And then just a regular standard one, but they're like $600.
Damn.
So it's like a glass, like.
Thing. Yeah, it's the thing you flip.
And then you flip. Yeah. You flip it. Yeah.
Gravity bong, right?
Yeah.
But it's called something else. It's called an infuse. Like they call
when you said infuse, that threw me off.
Yeah, it's like it's called, I forget what the fucking company's called. It starts with an S, like some kind of Swedish name or something. But they're like $600. The ones that like they're using or whatever, they probably got cheaper versions, I'm sure.
What does it do? Can you just flip it and it just holds it up? Because it seems like when they flipped it, it would just sit.
Yeah, all the smoke, that's when it comes down to you, right?
Well, that's from what I understand is it has the open air space, and then when you flip it, as it like bubbles up, it pulls for you, so you don't have anything to pull. And as it like comes up, like that's the hit.
Oh, okay. I've never even hit a bong, so I don't know.
If I had a spare $600, I would buy one.
Yeah,
just don't have that laying around it right now.
I can throw you $1. Maybe you could some sell nugs.
One shoe. And
I got a couple. I could probably get it, but I'm not going to. It's not that important to me. I'll stick with these. What is it? $16. For 50 cans.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever the fuck it is, I don't know what it costs.
You can get the 1.25 ones, though.
Shut your whore mouth.
I'd settle for a vaporizer.
I did used to get them all the time. I don't know why. I got the mini ones, and now I just keep hitting the re-up because it's already in the Amazon thing. So I'm just like, boop, rebuy it again.
Yeah. That's what I did, too, but I got the 1.25 still.
Yeah. I used to buy them. Now, I wish they made 1.25, but with a little bit longer...
filter thing?
Filter, yeah. So, like, when you're passing around, like, you got to be, like, trying to grab
I know,
like,
yeah, especially end. Towards the end.
Like, they got the lean ones, and they come with a long thing, but then they're skinny as hell, so you don't fit
enough.
I don't know how many, what you could fit in there, but the filter's great, because it's, like, long. You can just flip that bitch around, and there's plenty of filter to pass around. Them shits are, like, you're grabbing, especially when you start getting down further.
Yeah.
Like, this shit sucks.
Oh, we got quiet again. Nugget number three.
I made a lot of nuggets for you guys.
He did make a lot.
Well, he said to make a lot.
I was like, he said we're going to eat them later. So.
Yeah, I mean, don't worry. They're not going to stick around for too long.
This one's Italy.
Is garlic, this also?
Garlic and habanero.
Oh, boy.
Don't you hate the garlic? Oh, you're making fun of my pickles.
Yeah.
I don't know why you ate the garlic. Remember you were talking?
We did the pickleback shot. There was a giant chunk of garlic in
you
it.
You could have said, take it out.
Yeah, what happened the last time I fucking complained about something? Oh, he ate all the beef stroganoff and found one onion.
It was shepherd's pie.
Whatever.
Beef stroganoff. I had no idea. What is this?
A dead dinosaur. Thing. He's crispy.
I think they just got a bunch of bad-looking T-Rexes. That's a whole thing on T-Rexes. Now that I just looked over to ones that are like crunchy.
What
shit.
The T-Rexes do to you, Brad?
Yeah, the fuck? No, they really took over. They beat all the other dinosaurs because fucking none in that bag. This one's
that's
a little
what
runny
about T-Rex. It is.
It's like I'm watching it soak into the nugget.
It smells
right
like
now. Garlic.
Yeah. It does.
It's yeah, just it garlic. Does.
Cheers, friends.
Oh, this garlic is powerful. Jesus.
I'm not. I can't talk.
This garlic's gonna give me throat cancer.
It's not hot.
No.
The garlic like sits in your throat now.
Yeah. I feel like I just licked the bottom of a pizza.
It does taste like a garlic pizza.
All right. They're all not bad.
Mm-mm. At least you can, like, do something with them. Some of them you got.
Like, you could, yeah, you could cook with all them and be all right.
The ones you got, it's just like,
yeah.
Hey, you guys want to try some really
hey,
hot?
Hey, you want to die? With your fucking mouth on fire? Forever? Just a one. No, there's a couple. The bomb yeah. just the bomb is just shit, but
yeah.
But then you also had like the tropical, which yeah. didn't taste like anything.
It didn't, and I cooked with it, like smothered them, and then cooked them in it, and I was like, oh, this tastes like a plain ass wing.
Have you had the Buffalo Wild Wings ones that come in like the 3-pack?
I've had whatever their hottest one. I tried one time.
Okay,
like I forget what I usually. I just usually get like the mild, medium, whatever the hell it is. But when I was there, I asked for a little fucking cup of the hottest one.
The garlic parm is where it's at, and they do it in, like, the 3-pack. I think it's that, the Asian zing, and the medium sauce. But, like, I want to fry up some wings and throw that bitch in there.
Yeah, some of that shit just...
It's, like, a weird... It's almost mayo-y, but if you use butter, like, it's kind of weird to describe. But...
It's time for Egypt.
Oh. Yeah. Shut that shit down real quick.
I just got nuggets on.
No, you got you know, the Liddy boy.
Get Liddy.
Oh, Liddy boy, I'm getting Liddy in here.
Michael always has the most variety of drinks ever.
Oh yeah, I didn't even break out the cold box.
Oh, you just look over. You're like, what the fuck?
Do you want your monster in the fridge?
I guess I gotta pull the beatbox out. We got so
shit.
Much longer.
Oh, make sure it didn't freeze.
It probably did.
Oh, shit, son. Damn, everybody left the podcast. John, we're sorry. This podcast is... Wait, you already had
this
that
is
one,
an important message, but...
You didn't get a brand new one? You already had cranberry. Come on, dude.
What am I supposed to get? Yeah. Peach?
I need you to have...
Peaches, yeah, don't get peach. Peach and peaches.
I really hate it. I don't know why I hate peach like that.
You do hate peach.
I do.
Jack and all.
Just because I'm good at it.
You're going to have hand cancer.
I'm better than you.
You know what? Now that it's a little frozen, I think it'd go great with breakfast.
With breakfast?
Yeah.
Just
like cranberry juice, you know what I mean? But some like fried eggs, maybe some French toast.
No cereal?
Fuck no.
Well, you said breakfast.
Yeah. Good breakfast.
You don't eat cereal?
No. I'm like lactose intolerant, so like
we had this conversation.
By the time almond milk became a thing, like it's cool, but I'm never gonna be like, let's get almond milk and Captain Crunch.
Like just skip it, fuck it.
Yeah, give me that fucking dry ass Pop Tart and let's get moving.
I have to go to that place in Swedesboro and get Swedesboro, that little brewery they have, and get that one that tastes like you're drinking fucking. Like breakfast, it's like orange.
Breakfast,
yeah. It's like fucking orange mango or something. I forget what it is, but it just tastes like that's when you should drink it.
What was there was some shot? It's a Busch Light and Captain Morgan. Did you see that?
No, I saw the Mountain Dew and
say Busch Light.
Yeah, Busch Light, like the ones I got up there, and Captain Morgan. It's like half and half in a shot, and it's supposed to taste like chocolate milk.
That doesn't make sense.
No.
That's what they said. They were like, it don't make sense, but it was like, try it. And he was like, oh my God, it tastes just like chocolate milk.
Yeah, we're going to have to try it.
All right.
Yeah.
Next podcast it is.
Damn, we just drank Captain Morgan's all the time.
Yeah. I remember putting like a handle of that away on a week. Yeah.
It used to be so good. And then at some point, I was just like, oh, this is
over. I'll probably gag if I smell it.
Oh, did you throw up?
Oh, I was the yak king for a while. He was.
Well, did you even bring like weed over when you used to come? Like when you first started coming over?
No.
Yeah, so you just wanted to like.
Yeah.
Get different somehow. So he's like, I don't really drink, but. I'll drink the worst shit. Like, that's the thing, though. You would just pick, oh, Four Loko. You guys ever heard of it? It's like, yeah, we don't drink that. He's like, well, I brought two.
Yeah, I mean, I was a great fucking time. Yeah. All right?
But it was good because you would throw up and then you'd come back and still.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big boot and rally.
What are that's what it's called. Yep. I was about to ask what they call it.
The fuck was that in Neighbors?
Yeah.
When they were like all in the. They were talking about the stuff they discovered, like beer pong and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
He was at the track or something like that, right?
And
he
threw up. He was threw like, up in his boot, kept going. But hell yeah. Like, there have been many a party. Go outside for a little bit, find where all the cars are parked, pick the guy you don't like, puke on his tire, and then you come back into the party and everything's fucking cool.
Puking usually means I'm done.
Yeah, no, me too.
Oh, no, that means I made room for more. Yeah. Like, it's time to fucking party.
I already threw up, what's the matter? Just come in and tell everybody.
Wake up with the worst headache ever. Yeah.
I was just telling some guy today, I was like, I used to love drinking. I said, now I'm just getting old. Now I can't fucking stand the hangover. So I smoke weed. And he was like, sometimes I do.
Yeah. I like, it's better social, like at a party or something. Like when we were at Jesse's thing, it was good. But like, if it's just like sitting here, especially with you fucking guys, you don't drink that much. I mean, it does look like this is mine, but it does look like you drink.
It gets wild. That guy gets wild over there.
I live in the moment. Yeah. All right.
But it's weird because like we were there. Like I don't know how many beers I had, but I never felt drunk. And I went into the bar.
Right.
And had drinks. And I was like, there's just moments where you just feel like you could just drink all fucking day and never. I mean, I felt it, but it wasn't like, damn, I'm going to be stumbling around later. It's just crazy. And then some days, just a couple, and you're like, fuck, I felt that.
Yeah, I get like the heartburn days where it's like two beers down. Like, all right, I'm done after this one.
That fucking shit gave me heartburn.
The Twisted Tea one?
Yeah. Mm. I got home. I was like, I need a fucking Tums. Yeah. There's not heart. What is it? Like when your throat feels like it's on fire. Is it heartburn?
That's
heartburn.
Reflux. Yeah, okay. Is that
same? It's all the same shit as far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
Yeah. I got home. I was like, fuck. I was like, that shit is burning. Well, it was good. It was good.
I was going to say, I was going to make that tea stuff.
Yeah.
Remember the...
No, I'm still going to drink it.
Oh, okay. Just bring some Tums.
I just have Tums in my mouth. Yeah. It's fine. But something like anything now, like if I drink like big-ass Red Bull or something like that at work or something like that, I'm like, I can't wait to get home. I don't know why I just don't walk around with Tums, pop them shits like fucking candy.
That is when you're getting old.
Yeah. That's what should happen. Like, when this happened, I get fucking heartburn from it.
I started at 18. Shit.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a real adult now.
Yep.
I was like, I think this
five
year,
Tums
2023
a day.
Was fucking heartburn time for me.
He's like lactose intolerant.
Yeah. Okay, I got knocked that out at 27 for three whole years. Yeah. Now it's just heartburn like any. But it's usually energy drinks. For the most part, like I can be home and all I usually drink is like water and iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't bother me, but every once in a while, I have like a fucking cup of coffee. Not everyone, I have coffee every morning, but like sometimes it'll just kick in. I'll be like, what the fuck just happened? One cup of coffee and my throat's on fire.
Shit, I have bad days like where I hit the bong a little too hard and blow up, and like the next thing I drink is just like holy fucking shit.
I know that after smoking water is the tastiest shit ever.
I still like. Just regular Coca-Cola. I was going to say Coke, but I remember last time you guys yelled at me.
Yeah.
We're like the opposite, though. But I can't stand the taste of soda.
Oh, I love it.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not.
Monster,
maybe just that,
soda.
Maybe because I drink Pepsi, and I like Pepsi, but for some reason when I drink Pepsi after I smoke, I'm like, this is the fucking worst shit ever.
Dr. Pepper after you smoke? Like, your brain doesn't know where the fuck to go?
All the different flavors.
Exactly.
Yeah, 23 flavors.
Yeah. Yep.
That's crazy.
And you're just like, what the fuck am I drinking?
So maybe Coca-Cola would be better. I was about to say Coke, but...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, Coca-Cola, I did last time. You guys are like, oh, you like Coke?
Then if you just say Cola, you
fuck his
like
wife, it. Brad.
I mean, that's where your story was going. Old guy invites you in to see his wife. Mm-hmm. That's where it was going.
No, I was trying to tell you where it was going, and you know where it was going.
No, I got you. You don't have to tell me. I already knew.
You see, our grandson hasn't been here for a while. Kid.
The old man was named Rai Rai Friend.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that's the soda is the worst for me. Oh, that's no. All I ever drink is, like, well, I don't drink it that often. Yeah. Pepsi is the only thing I ever have in my house.
How about, like, some Gatorade?
That would probably, I've never had that in the house, but it'd probably be delicious. Yeah.
Anything except for Icy Charge, like, it already doesn't have a taste, and then you're like, where the fuck's the flavor?
But for some reason, just cold ass water. Like, I'll keep it right by the bed because I'll fucking wake up some point and be, like, throat dry as shit. Like, it tastes so fucking good. Except water's boring as shit to drink. I don't know how people do it. That's anything you can even drink. Like, I think I'm going to, like, some days I'll be like, I'm just drink water all day today. And they'll be like, fuck that. The second I get home from work, I'm like, iced tea.
It's not bad, like, just by itself. But if you're, like, eating dinner or something, I need, like, give me some flavor.
Yeah, I need the motivation. Like, when we were doing the plasma shit, I was drinking water all the time. Because it was like, you're not going to fucking kick me out of here. And now it's like, water? Fuck no. Give me that Monster. Where
you need, like, a row. There's one of the Mio shit like that. The little squirt. Like, yeah, I don't need a whole
I got the circle at home, but even then, it's like too annoying.
What is it?
The circle.
What's the circle?
So it's like a water bottle, but the
circle with a K.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. It's like its own water bottle and it has like a little flavoring thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't flavor it that much?
It does, but like you can. The flavor is like so broken. So like it's literally like a fucking Capri Sun. Trapped inside of this nose thing and like you just let it out per sip, but like say you don't have any water in there and you start sipping, like it'll just give you straight flavor kind of shit.
How long does that shit last?
Not long enough.
No. It's probably expensive as shit.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah, I was going to say. I've only seen, like, every once in a while, like, some fitness video or something. I go, come on YouTube, and I'll be, like, watching. They'll be like, just whatever the fuck. I didn't even know what that was called, but I'll be like, what the fuck? I said, that shit's probably expensive as hell. Probably wears out fast as hell.
And everything kind of tastes the same. So I guess we're not getting sponsored by Circle, but yeah.
But if you will, I'll pretend.
You guys ever smoke and try Dubby?
Yeah, I did. It tastes like grapefruit.
Last Friday I did. I'll leave. All right,
see you, John.
See you later.
Yeah, I tasted grapefruit, and it was tea.
Oh, you tasted grapefruit?
Yeah. But then again, I wasn't in the right state of mind either.
Yeah, so I ordered the... strawberry, banana, and the beach and peach.
Okay. We're good. We've already discussed peach. Yeah, so
won't be happening over here.
Huh?
Won't be happening here.
Like, give me a tropical or a cranberry. I love some tropical. Give me a fruit punch. Yeah. All right.
They do have a fruit punch. I actually got the little trial with the shaker. Yeah, the fruit punch is good. But Trish had the... other one. So I let her try one, and she had the beach and peach, and she was like, it was so good.
Is
so,
there a grape?
I don't think there's grape a blue drink. Raspberry. And it just came out with the, it's a like a creamsicle. It's called Calio.
Oh, I'm down. Let's check it out.
Did you try the Dreamsicle Monster yet?
I don't know. What's that the can so look
good.
Like?
It's so good.
It looks like a giant M on it.
I know, it's, but what color is it?
Like orange.
All orange? M. Like the one you just had?
No. It's okay. Then black.
Have it. Yeah, it's what the reserve line. So it's black background, orange M, and like a yellow.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
I'm what's the? I think you tried all the other ones except for that one.
Yeah, there's like a white pineapple and a watermelon.
Okay. Yeah, I try to every time I see something new, I try to try it. I have to look. Royal Farms usually has a whole goddamn.
Yeah.
They got them at this Dollar General now. Okay. The one in Pensgrove.
Oh yeah, they're 3 for $7 at Dollar General.
Ooh. Damn, Cat wants to come in.
He's got
to
wait.
He said it's fucking wet out there.
Yeah, he's like, this guy, let me. How dumb to go outside.
Wet pussy outside.
That shit's hairy.
It gives you cancer.
Don't eat it.
Can't wait to see your cat when he comes in. He'll be fucking just sick.
Well, he's usually under the carport, and you would think he just meowed twice, so he might go under the carport. Right. He's like, no, they didn't hear me.
He's like, I know he's right there, asshole.
What? There's a second cat that can knock.
I can't even see him. My angle. Hold on, let me. Just, you like guys keep talking because. I don't believe this at all.
You don't have that one Juice WRLD song, bro.
Juice WRLD. Do you listen to Juice WRLD?
Fuck no. Do I look like I listen to Juice WRLD?
Is there any rap ever? Like, if you had a playlist, would you ever put any rap on it?
No. Not. And I mean, like, the closest I get is 21 Pilots, but, like, I don't consider that to be rap.
Either.
Yeah.
Just wondering.
I mean.
I didn't know. See, like, he always seemed like somebody, like, people that listen to other genres would listen to Juice WRLD for some fucking reason.
Like, if he popped up on a playlist and it felt right, like, I'd keep it on, but, yeah, like...
For the most part, just quick skip. I mean, me too. There's, like, two songs the guy probably made.
I have a hard time relating to rap, so there's that.
That's probably the other reason, because I watched, like, that documentary, and I didn't know anything about it to do, but the documentary was good as hell, because I've never seen somebody get so fucking high on shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, that makes sense that you died.
Yeah, in the airport, right?
Yeah, well, he thought for some reason if he just took all the drugs, he wouldn't get in trouble.
Gotcha. He didn't want to be like Brittany Gaynor, right?
Yeah. I mean, they were in America in his own private jet thing, but...
It's Griner, right?
I don't fucking
care. Oh, I didn't know. Hey, I thought he was just like, I didn't know if you were making fun or what. No,
it's just, nobody cares.
Nah.
I haven't heard anything about her.
Oh, she just
minus said, that, there was, whatever you guys, or whoever said it, person of the year.
Yeah, I think, that was last
week.
There
was another thing she just came up with.
Is she transgender now?
It was something about that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, here we can't. Does kind of look like a dude.
Yeah?
You ever hear her talk?
I don't know. Have we heard her talk?
Yes, now we have. Now it is. But, damn it. There's so many things I follow on Instagram. It was something about... So, because they just banned trans
athletes.
Men that are women.
Right.
Men that are now women from being in sports.
Yeah, and then she said...
But what about the hormone replacement therapy, guys?
Yeah, you're still strong as shit.
No, she said, yeah. She said something about they should be able to compete because...
Michael Phelps has more built-up lactic acid, and it just gives him the advantage. That's genetics.
I just wish I could find...
We're going to get all the hate views.
Yeah, we are, but I mean, this is... And I got 5G out here. This is...
5G.
Damn.
Not as cool as Anthony B.
Wait, you found it?
I think it's on this one Instagram thing, but...
I mean, I don't give a shit, really, but I can see if it's like female boxing and you used to be a dude, you're going to fuck somebody's dad.
And that's what...
Stuff like that is different. But I mean, if it's like hockey, basketball, something like that, like you still have to make it into baseball.
Well, hockey, still, you can get...
Well, yeah, if you're getting in your fights, I guess, you're fucking somebody's
dad. Or, I mean, checking.
Yeah.
Let me just go out on a crazy limb here. Why don't they have their own leagues?
Give it time.
That's the whole thing. Like, if you want to be included and have your own rules, it sounds like you need to make your own game.
Same thing, just a whole new league of
it. Oh, you mean like...
like an NFL, but it would be for, like, transgender people.
Well, that's all that.
It would just be the regular thing, except they're dressing like girls now. You know what I mean? It's all guys.
I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, you got XFL or whatever the heck it is. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
still a thing. Right, it came back
is that the one that The Rock bought?
Yeah, I think so.
Did it liquidate
that quickly?
No. I think it died, like it was going down, and then maybe he bought it or something. I forget what it was.
So. Well, didn't they get canceled in like the 2000s?
Right, that's what I thought. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck it was. Well, probably nobody could come because of the old COVID.
I think it was before that.
Or it just sucked.
Yeah. Because didn't they get like a bunch of guys that were like ex-athletes or whatever?
I know. Is it like indoor?
I have no idea.
No, it's like a small field, though.
Okay, it's small. It's something weird. I was like watching.
It was supposed to be like more about them getting into fights than actual football. I thought. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm trying.
You are.
I'm stalling as best I can.
Should we do the last
nugget? It is
the last dub.
It's very hot. Four dots.
Egypt. It just sucks. They really don't give you a description.
Is that also habanero?
What that one says, John. Doctor warns that oral sex is causing an epidemic of throat cancer.
It doesn't. It just says extra hot.
Extra hot. Yes. From where? Egypt.
Egypt.
They got the pyramids right.
Look, even I found it.
Can they do hot sauce?
All right. Spit it out while I'm.
So she says it's a crime to ban trans women from competing against biological women in sports. Everyone deserves the right to play.
But that's
just not fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody does. This is like the last one. This shit's runny.
It is a crime to let them play, I think. But
like I said, it just depends on what the hell it is. If it's a skill sport, but even if it was baseball, I guess as soon as you hit the ball, you got more power than a...
Right, yeah.
I mean, if we're just going to open it up for everybody, let's just open it up for everybody.
I can give the time. I think females will be in the NFL, but they're going to be like kickers and shit.
I mean, but that's
the I've whole. Seen some didn't girls on damn Instagram that can throw footballs farther than I'll ever throw.
Yeah. Didn't they have a female goalie or something for in hockey? I thought at one point.
I have no idea. I'm like.
He said sports.
Yeah.
Sports ball. All
right, next Hell's one.
Puck.
Ready?
Cheers, friends.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I thought you got, like, cut your gums on these cold-ass nuggets.
All right, first off, there better be a kick at some point, because right now it tastes absolutely...
I mean, I put it directly on my tongue, and it... it feels like it's building to something that's just not going to show up.
Yeah. Nothing's hot about this.
Mm-mm. It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
But I feel like the other two were...
I wouldn't put it in my pee hole, but...
Other three were hotter than this one, I think.
I think the first one.
I'm just waiting for it to, like, maybe it has that after kick, but...
Nope.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Wow, Egypt.
Wow, Walmart.
Fuck.
I was expected to be taken on a culinary expedition.
Guess where we're going? I got the same spot.
Three habaneros and a letdown.
That was bad. Yeah. Not bad, like tasting it, but.
Yeah, they
not,
taste good.
That was not hot.
What was the American one?
Buffalo.
Oh, so yeah. Just a mild.
I mean, do you want me to?
Let's have a look at America.
We got Buffalo with America.
Which is Texas Pete's.
Yep.
American Wild West hot sauce.
There is a green chili.
Hand me the green. Which ones are they all mild?
Yeah, mild or medium.
Give me a medium green. We're just about to just try random ones we want to try.
We got a cayenne.
Green chili hot sauce. I figured India would have like...
See, I'm a little curious about the lime.
Yeah, give it a shot. I'm going to go for India.
I think I'm going to just smoke more. They all taste the same.
You're going to try one of these.
You want a China Sriracha?
Mm-mm.
All right. I mean, there's a Chipotle from Greece. I think I'm going to give that a go.
Are you just trying them all now?
Yep.
I just wanted to try one of the green ones. But I figure India usually has hot ass food. So this is the fuck, who made that Slimer shit? Was it Capri Suns?
Or like Hi-C, I think.
It's fucking smells, I know that.
So I know Slimer from what, Ghostbusters?
Yeah, but they made like I would have thought it was like Capri Sun or...
I thought it was
Hi-C. Yeah, it has to be.
Oh. That's what it looked like at first, and now it just...
Let me smell it. You said it.
I mean, it doesn't smell hot, but it has a smell to it. And it's just chilly. That's like a chili pepper.
Yeah.
If you want to know, no spice today.
That looks like barbecue sauce.
What the fuck is this one? This?
Yeah. I guess that's the only...
I like it. It's smoky.
This one's not good.
It's a barbecue sauce then? What is it?
It's Chipotle.
The restaurant?
Yeah, I'm fucking pissed. I was in Glassboro today. There's one in there now. Right next to Salad Works. I wanted a Chipotle over there for so fucking long, and now I'm nowhere close to it, and they finally got one.
I think I ate there once my whole life.
Oh, it's so good, John.
Wild West.
Wild West.
Have you never had a Carnitas burrito?
I don't remember what I got.
I've never even been there.
That was the other place, like Moe's or something like that.
Oh, I hate that
place. Yeah, I went in there and I was like, this is
that's
hype.
Like,
no, this is not delicious.
Never. That's Taco Bell if they made it into a Subway. Oh, I believe you.
What is Moe's from and, The Simpsons?
Yeah.
No, Southwest Grill. Way cooler
if it was. It's insane. Like, it's like pretty much that same thing going there and telling
it's
what you
the
want.
It's the Subway of Taco
yeah,
Bell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But at one hot moment, it was like, oh, you've been to Moe's? And I was like, let me get there. And I was like,
well, that's what they had all the commercials and shit going. Like, welcome to Moe's. Like, I'm family.
And they really do yell at you, and I can't stand that one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they still do. Mm-hmm. They probably gave up, but. What was that one?
American Wild West, boy.
It tastes like Buffalo.
I went to a Long John Silver's where if you rang the bell, the whole staff had to give you like a woo, but it was also like part KFC.
So, damn.
Like, it was one of those ones, like, first person to ring the bell leaving, it was like the enthusiastic woo!
And they're like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. So, but by the time we go to leave, like, of course, you want to ring the bell, like, all right, ring the bell. Yeah. Woo.
It's just one person.
Fuck you, man. Try to tell you I like the food, even though it was just fucking frozen shit that you put
that's
in the fryer.
That's what the bell was for? Like, yeah. You liked your meal? That's funny as shit. Where the fuck is this one at? Oh, nuggies. Right in the nuggies. It's just a lid. It's fine.
You guys ever had Reds?
That's what it is?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Franks?
Yeah, the Franks Red Hot.
Yeah, nice.
It said Reds.
Reds.
Y'all chew gum?
What's the Reds? Oh, this is like one of the Friday movies, wasn't it? Or something like that.
Wasn't he in the dad in that 70s show?
Red Foreman.
That's not who I was thinking of. There was like a girl in...
Well, for some reason, the Jeffersons theme popped in my head.
It was American Gangster. I was thinking American when they went up in that room and all the girls were naked. She was the one that like answers the door with the red hair. She was like, this is Reds or something like that. That's a good movie, by the way.
Which movie?
American Gangster.
We talked about it before.
Yeah. I was just talking about Russell Crowe because I think he has like some new movie. And I was like, I don't think I like too many Russell Crowe movies. And then it took me forever. And I was like, oh, American Gangster. I do like some Russell Crowe movies. And I probably do.
Gladiator? Right?
I never
that
even
was
watched
the, That was the only other one that I brought up. And I was like, there's probably more, but I just had no fucking clue.
What was the one with Ryan Gosling?
Oh.
Nice guys? PIs?
Nice guy, yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was all right.
I saw that in theaters.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
It's on Netflix
now. Yeah, I was going to say. I think I saw it on Netflix.
I saw, speaking of movies, a new one. With the new Evil Dead. That was pretty good.
Looks gory as shit.
Yeah, it's definitely more towards like horror, like the 2013 one, and not like the original Andor show.
I was watching the trailer. I was like, God damn, this thing is probably
Trish said it was more of a gore movie than it was a horror movie.
Well, I mean, they hit a lot of the, like, Deadite themes and, like, the transformations and shit, but they definitely did kind of, like, gore it up as best they could.
Yeah, I mean, just in that fucking trailer, I was like, I mean, I'll watch it when it comes on something.
Mm-hmm.
Horror movies are not my favorite.
Oh, they are the best.
No, I mean for the theater. I can't stand it. People talk through them, and then I'm like, fuck, I just want to be like me. Like, most time I watch, we probably talked about it before, but I watch horror movies by myself for the first time. Not just because I want to be fucking as scared as I can. As scared as I can let my brain fucking think, especially now with weed. I mean, I'm really focused in it. Like, I don't want to watch it with anybody for the first time. I'll watch whatever, but... Yeah, I don't want to be in a theater and the fucking people talk through it. Then I'm like, fuck this, ruined the moment.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I caught, like, a matinee. I think there was, like, maybe 8 people in the theater. So...
Maybe that's the key.
Yeah. I mean, it was that or Super Mario Brothers, and I'm not going to see that with a bunch of screaming children.
I'd be good during the day, right? During the week?
Yeah, because I went, and it was fine. Oh, Spider-Verse boy over here. You went and seen Spider-Verse, didn't you?
Not in the theater, no. I saw it when it came on Netflix, I'm pretty sure.
No, you told me...
Did I?
Yeah, because when Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was out, it was out the same time.
Oh, probably then.
But don't you go Dragon Ball Z? Was there kids there for that?
I didn't see Dragon Ball Z. It was Demon Slayer.
The one that you went with a bunch of people from work. I thought it was a Dragon Ball Z movie.
Oh, with Gary and Kurt?
Yeah.
Oh, that was
the new show. From work.
Yeah, it's two guys.
Well, I didn't know how many of the nerds hung out there.
Yeah. Well, you're going to beat up when you get back to work.
Oh, no, I forgot about that one, but no, that one was fucking packed, but we were all the way in the front row. That one wasn't too bad.
And that was Dragon Ball Z, right?
Yeah.
Tell everybody that I was right.
Say it.
Like, right. No, I never seen it. I seen Demon Slayer.
Idiot.
I couldn't fucking remember it. I haven't seen any of Super, and then we just went to the movie, and it was like a big time jump for me, and I tried to forget it, I guess, but... The animation was terrible.
I feel like in 1 year, you've probably been to more movie theaters than I've been for my whole lifetime.
Hey.
I rarely go. It has to be something I really want to see on big screen, and then I'm like, do I really want to watch that with other people?
So when I was working at the butcher shop, I would always have Monday, Tuesday off. So with $5 Tuesdays, you know what I mean? I just, something I always did. Like, I would go by myself, see three fucking movies.
That's the other problem. I can't go by myself.
Yeah.
Because I might want to be one of these assholes to talk to. So I need somebody there to talk to. I can't fucking do it. And there's movies I know, like, nobody else wants to see. And I'll be like, I kind of like that Nike movie that came out.
Oh, fuck no, like, dude.
I want to watch it, but yeah, I'll
like,
wait.
I'm going to wait. Like, I'm not going to. But I was like, damn, I could go to theater, but I would be the only one that would watch it. Nobody would like, come with me to fucking watch it. And I figure it should be on Prime soon, or I'm going to guess it's Prime. I think they said it was a Prime movie, but never came out on Prime. Right. Something like that it said on there.
I think a lot of them are going back to, like, only in theaters.
Yeah, everything I've seen now is like, because, what's his name? Jake Gyllenhaal has that war movie. And then it's like, only in theaters. I was like, yeah, I guess we're
done. The one I always get wrong. What the fuck's the name of it?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know. The last time we mentioned it.
Yeah, we just talked about it. Yeah, last week I think we just did. I don't know.
I want to call it The Interpreter, but I know
that's not exactly what you said. I can't remember what.
Well, that's the only part of the fucking preview I remember.
Oh, yeah, that's because that's that guy.
Yeah.
The Interpreter. So he's like,
I'm The Interpreter.
Damn,
your cat really wants to come in.
I know.
He said, I can smell the habanero.
And then he got fucking around. Chili's everywhere.
Hopefully he'll shut up when he gets in.
Yeah, right. He's going to jump right on John.
Yeah, wet as hell. Yeah. I like that you barely opened the door before. Like, you want to come in, you really got to fucking earn it.
Let the weather in.
Let the weather in there.
It's fucking weathery out there, isn't it? Tell him. Tell him about the weather. It sounds like... But anyway, to sing Stan.
I think you're right. I think everything's... Don't look at me. Everything's going to be just in theater now.
Yeah.
They want to get their money back from all that couple years of you couldn't go to the theater. Get away.
I think the last one I saw that was like in theaters and on Prime was Knock on the Cabin or something like that. And that was like $5 one night. I was like, all right, I'm going to rent it. Go rent it. It was like $25. Like, fuck no.
And not worth it, right?
Yeah. I mean, it would be the price of, like, the two of us going out to go see it, but, like, fuck
That's how you look at it.
Like, it was $5 yesterday.
But it wasn't a good movie, right?
I wouldn't know. I didn't fucking rent it.
Oh, I thought you...
I was going to, and then it was $25. Yeah.
Just never seemed like... I don't know.
Well, Batista in a scary movie. Like, the last one I saw him in was that zombie movie, and that was so fucking dumb.
God, what was that called?
That was
Army of the Dead.
Yeah.
Is he in a movie besides Guardians of the Galaxy? It's good.
No, I didn't see that. What was that other one? Stuber.
Oh, I watched that.
Oh shit, yeah, I did good? Watch that one night, but I don't.
It wasn't bad. Like, it was one of them just stupid partner kind of movie things.
Think it should be an Ice Cube and Kevin Hart movie together or something like that, or he's just annoyed with the other guy the whole time and shit like that.
That's the thing. I feel like he built himself into that box where all of his comedy is like related to Drax.
You're just like, I don't know. You already got The Rock. We don't need your second version of
The Wrestler. Yo, did he get kicked out of the Fast and the Furious?
I don't know.
I think they put a preview on for at the Mario movie, and I thought he was still in it.
I saw Statham, and it looks like Cena's in there now.
He is in it.
Yeah, oh, okay. Maybe it is. Just a bunch of buff dudes.
Yeah.
Well, that they tried that with the Expendables, and then they get like five movies out of that shit.
I got at least three. I don't know. I've never seen one of them.
I seen the first one. I was like, oh, Randy Couture's in it.
Yeah.
Is it every movie, like, one of them is actually the bad guy?
No fucking clue.
Not the first one. I don't think.
I could have swore that was the first one, too. But it's a bad guy. Oh, no, it's the one guy on our team.
I don't know why I don't watch him, because I watch every Jason Statham movie ever, and they're all the same. But I'm like, this is fun.
Transporters were good.
I like the mechanic shit like that.
I see, I was a big shoot 'em up guy. I like that movie.
That
a
was
lot.
Guy Ritchie, right?
I have no idea.
Made that one?
The carrot guy.
Or no, I'm thinking of Snatch, I think. Not Snatch. Like, I'm thinking of Snatch.
You trying to get
fur
cancer?
Yeah, I'm trying to get some fur cancer. But anyway, I don't know. Yeah.
I think his wife.
I never get offers to come in the house for mail.
I mean,
come on in.
Could you fucking imagine just like the worst fucking thing ever? Just like some dried leather on some bones.
Nope.
come here.
Why would he have to make you do it, though? That's messed up.
Because he can't.
He can't do it.
His dad's like, a young man compared to them. Yeah, I guess so. You know, get in here. My wife still got it. She still got it. She just can't move it
all. She's so old and horny right now.
I only watch, son.
Just in the corner, not even doing nothing. He's just watching the
just
news.
Just reading
the
paper or something.
The actual newspaper.
Yeah, still get the paper.
Spread it out.
It's dark as shit. All you see is the match into the pipe. Now teach her a lesson there, boy.
That's so gross.
It is. I'm going to tell my dad.
Well, he should be listening, first off. It's your dad. He should be listening.
I know.
She said she never saw one as big as mine before, Pa.
He sits back, he puts the paper down, he's like, you ain't part Mexican, are you?
whoa, yeah. Before you get in there.
Yeah, you ever listen to that Gabriel Iglesias fellow? Or what, Enrique, my bad.
I really thought you were talking about the comedian guy, yeah. Fluffy or whatever. No. Yeah.
I mean, that just makes the bit better, right?
Yeah.
I can be your fluffy baby. Oh, man. Guess I'm not moving in next door.
Oh, man. Best neighbors ever.
But my dad was like, if they offer me a lot of money.
If they offered me a three-way, I wouldn't say no.
If it was white trailer trash, I'd be like, yeah, you got money? Cool. Yeah. It's not really my problem after that.
That's the thing that sucked about selling my trailer. Like, there was definitely a drug dealer that offered me $10,000, like, on the table for my trailer. But
you didn't dig it.
I couldn't because they had to be approved by the park. And when they're going to be like, hey, right, how do you get this money? I move into trailer parks.
I flip trailers.
Yeah, I'm going to turn this trailer around right now. Your best trailer ever.
Is that how they start off? Flipping houses? They start with trailers?
Start with trailers. You can just say he was playing, like, what the fuck is it, Bubble Crush for Money or something like that.
I do that shit.
Do you?
Yeah.
I did the, because the girl at work was like, her sister don't have a job. She was like, she just plays all these games for money. Mm-hmm. Like, and she pays her bills with them. I was like, oh, so I downloaded that Solitaire for Cash.
Yep.
Man, that fucking bullshit. They cheat the hell out of you.
Oh, no, it's so easy.
I win.
You got to download like three of them and just play all three of them.
Yeah. So I put it in there and like at first you're winning all this like money. Mm. And then of course you have to put like your credit card or debit card in there.
You're doing it all wrong. I get it. Yeah. Like,
well, I don't do it. Like, I haven't put anything on there, but like the info they want on there is like you got to have something to where you want your money to go to. PayPal.
You can get like a Venmo or something, right?
Yeah, you can
do PayPal. I just get them to email me the codes, like without putting any of my information in, and I just have it go straight to my like PlayStation account. Yeah. So like I think I've gotten like $55 through them so far.
But I was like, I'm winning. With like, cause it gives you 5 minutes to play solitaire. I don't know about the other ones, but the solitaire is 5 minutes to play.
Okay.
So, and then like the closer you get, like if I got it done in 3 minutes, you get whatever the 2 minutes left over is points coming your way. So I did this game in what, a minute 30? Like beat solitaire in a minute 30. It comes up leader, fifth place. I was like, get the fuck out of here. Did somebody finish this bitch in way less time than that? And they were like, my points were like 8,000, almost 9,000. They were like 12. I'm like, get the fuck.
They started with all four aces on the field.
It took you 30 seconds to just, nobody can even do all that shit in the amount of time. So, but then I was like, read reviews and they were like, there's a lot of bots that they probably put on there to make you, cause they want you to put more money into it.
Gotcha.
I'm not doing that shit. So now I'm now going there and play, but there's no money on there. Like, first couple games I was playing, I was like, damn, I got up to like $30, and it was just like, watch it go down. Now I just have a bunch of like fucking gems or whatever you can play with them.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm not putting my own money in this bitch.
Yeah, the one I do, like, you just download a whole bunch of different apps and like you play them for a specific amount of time, and they just, like, here's this many credits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was looking at, well, when I saw that, it was on like some site. It's like the 10 side hustles. I think that was one. It was like apps. They just want you to like go on there and like just be on the app.
Right.
And give, maybe they'll write you or ask for a review or something like that. But there was like some survey one. They were like, you just do these surveys. They were like, they pay you good money. And they seemed legit. Like all the reviews.
Oh, I did that before.
Did you?
If you do it right and sign up, apparently there's a way to make $30 an hour watching Netflix.
No, really?
But you got to watch some like dumb shit.
Some shit. All that like foreign shit they put on there. That'll be like new releases. I'm like, damn, a lot of new releases. I'm like, I don't even fucking know it.
Yeah.
Any of these movies. There are like two in there that are like I've heard of, and the rest are like, I don't know.
What I don't know. My girl's watching some stupid shit, like where it's all these people trapped in a house and they communicate through social media, but like none of them are who they say they are and shit, and like they got to compete to get the money. Like, and it's nothing substantial. I think it's only like $10,000 or something.
It's funny shit. There's a bunch of shit on all them things. Like I said, all their streaming shit. They were like, new. I was like, I never heard of any of this shit ever. Just give me the big United States releases that I've heard of.
Right. Put MXC on and something sometimes I like can a watch. Horror movie.
I'll put that on and I'll be like, oh shit, they're not even speaking English.
Oh, yeah. Like, I can't. You got to watch that Train to Busan, all right?
I don't think I could like read subtitles and have a horror movie going on.
It's not that bad. Yeah.
I just couldn't figure out. I'd be too focused reading. Yeah, to enjoy what the fuck is happening.
I watch a lot of anime, so it doesn't bother me. Yeah.
What was that one? There was a horror movie on Netflix that they said people couldn't get through.
Oh, it was that Maria one or whatever?
And that was...
I couldn't get through it because it was so fucking boring.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
It was like some girls playing with a Ouija board that wasn't a Ouija board, and it summoned like some lady or something, but it wasn't scary at all. It'd be like, scary scene, and flip everything upside down. Like, that's not scary.
And I was like, wait, I was reading.
I can't. Well, there's that one movie. I never watched it. It's like Spanish, but it's an American movie. It's came out like right after all the paranormal activities, I think. It's like some, I don't
know. Gotta give me something of substance.
I can't think of what the fuck it was, but it was like a, I don't fucking know.
You ever watch the Hell House LLC trio? That one's not too bad.
No.
You can catch that on Prime.
Yeah, I love horror movies, but I just can't picture myself trying to read and then look up and be like, I'm missing all the bullshit.
You ever watch The Ruins? That was a great one.
I feel like they're like a big bunch of like inbred people.
No, that's The Hills Have Eyes.
I know that one, but there's another one. They're like, I thought that was The Ruins.
Oh, The Ruins is like these white kids going down to Mexico, and like they want to see one of the towers off the beaten path, and like once they make it onto one of these like pyramids or whatever, the people from the area surround them and won't let them get off. Like, they have a translator guy or whatever. He gets, like, shot right in the heart with an arrow. And essentially, like, they have to be the sacrifice to this thing that's alive inside the pyramid. It's okay, good.
That's not what I saw then. Yeah. But there was something, like, it wasn't horrible, but they got to, it almost looked like, well, you didn't see Gladiator, right? You didn't see Gladiator, the movie?
I did. Bits and pieces.
Okay, well, anyway, it's like the place where he's at fighting.
The Colosseum.
So, like, pull in there, and then, like, or they're everywhere, and then all of a sudden they're, like, trapped in here. And there's, like, these people that almost, like, Hills Have Eyes where they just been, like, living there forever and shit like that. But I can't remember what the fuck it was. That's why I thought it was that movie.
Okay.
Until you just described it, and I was like, nope.
There's a cool one called The Mines. If you've ever seen that one, I think they had it on Netflix for a while. But, like, these kids go up to this cabin. But, like, they go into the mines, but, like, the mines have their own space and time kind of shit. So it's, like, multiple people alive and dead at certain times, and, like, everything just kind of collapses in on itself.
I figure there's a ton of them.
I mean, not the
that,
cube.
Like, not that. I mean, where it's just, like, the whatever, the cave. Yeah.
The... Oh, shit. What's the one where they go, like, spelunking?
It's,
Is it The Descent? Is that what it is? Yeah. That was a great one.
Yeah.
Do you ever see the second one?
Mm-hmm.
I think the second one's a lot worse than the first.
Oh, really?
Oh, they have like a scene where two of them get trapped during a cave-in, and they're like closer than even the two of you are sitting to each other, but like they can't do anything because they're so fucking trapped, and like the one is getting picked at by like one of the fucking monster things down there. You imagine just hearing that shit like fucking a foot away from your face? That tight shit gets me. Like the claustrophobic. Yeah.
What's that fucking Blair Witch, the newest one?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I she's like
climbing,
that one.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Like, I don't think it was bad. But when she's climbing through that little fucking tunnel, remember?
Because remember I told you about it, and you thought...
I thought it was the one you were talking like the original Blair Witch, but that one...
I did watch it, but I was saying it was a long time ago.
Well, she's in, like, this tunnel, like, it was, like, wide, and, of course, it gets, like, smaller, and I was like, nope, I'd have to fucking head right back up, because my ass is, like, couldn't imagine just, like, cave stuff. Like, it's probably cool as hell to go in a cave, but I start thinking about, like, damn, you just gotta squeeze through here, and then you'll be in a nice place. Nope. I'd be like, I don't think so.
I'm good. You ever see Quarantine?
Yeah. That was with, you watched Dexter?
No.
Yeah. I think it was his sister in Dexter.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember her name.
That movie, like, if you don't like tight spaces and shit, that one's like tight spaces in the dark.
Oh.
Yeah. Especially towards the end.
Not about any of that shit.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if I am. I just feel like I'm not. Because I know just watching it makes me feel some sort of way.
Well, that's the thing. It's more of like a found footage kind of deal.
Yeah, so. It sounds like a paranormal kind of thing. Because wasn't the trailer had her, like, drop the camera looking towards
something? Yeah, that's the fucking end of the goddamn
movie.
Yeah,
I know, and they just showed it in the trailer.
Damn, that's the end of
that. And that's the cover of the movie, too, I think. Was, like, her, like, trying to grab at it.
Yeah.
They just gave it away, right?
They love that, man. Yeah. The original Blair Witch ended like that. And then that newest one.
That's what the fucking movies, like, it's going to sound dumb, but The Tuxedo, I think, did it right. Like, where they had scenes in the movie that aren't actually in the movie to kind of get you pumped for the movie.
What the fuck is The Tuxedo?
That's a Jackie Chan
movie. I was
about
to say, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta get a beer.
Because that was the thing. Like, the big thing in the preview and, like, the funny thing is where they shot the two bullets at him and he caught him and then he flicks them back at him. That never happens in the movie.
Yeah. They got you.
Yeah.
Got you.
I know it's like a weird fucking reach across, but like.
It was funny because that's the only movie I could think of. I was like,
give me more shit where it's like what I think the movie's going to be isn't the fucking movie at all. You know what I mean? Like, just like that. What was that other one? Barbarian?
Yeah.
I didn't see it yet.
No?
Oh my God. Get on the movie train, Brad.
Movie train.
That was better than I thought it was going to be. I mean, the fucking, whatever you want to call her, the lady was a little weird, but it was still good. Like, that's crazy shit.
I was watching one last night. It was some, like, weird vampire movie with the same dude in there, Justin Long.
In the vampire one?
Yeah, on Hulu. It's like a Hulu original or whatever. It's like Shadow something, I think. And it literally was just like them making out for 20 minutes. And like it never went anywhere. Like I fell asleep before they got anywhere, but like it was obviously like they're supposed to be vampires and shit, but a solid 20 minutes of my time was just like,
"Guys, it's going to work.
You're hot. Like shut up and fucking make this movie scary."
Can't. There's not too many vampire movies I don't like too much.
Yeah?
Not my thing. No. What's his name? Has a new movie coming out? Seth Rogen. But you don't have Apple TV, but...
I know. Well, I'm waiting until that one
Teenage
movie.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Nah. It's called, like, Platonic or something like that. He's, like, his best... Or was her best friend. They're, like, she's married now, but then he's, like, hanging around. So they're, like, best friends or just fucking shit up. Because she acts stupid when she's around him or something like that. Mm-hmm. And the husband's whatever. But it looked good, but it's on Apple TV, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, your movie comes out, I don't even know, like the end of summer or some shit, I think.
Oh, really?
I think I could be wrong. Because I remember last time I checked, they didn't even have a date on it. It just said in the coming soon. So I was like, damn, that's probably way away if you can't think of a date yet. So,
it's almost like 4 hours, I said. Didn't I send you the thing?
My life. I mean,
it's
I looked it
Scorsese.
Up.
Scorsese.
Yeah.
The Irishman 2?
Yeah. No, that was on the Reddit list, too, of movies that they could do without. They were just overrated. They're like, it's a bunch of the same people that were good at one time. We just made them all still mobsters somehow. That was a little boring.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Danny DeVito and Michelle Pfeiffer, but not in that Batman movie.
So you didn't watch it yet, right? John Mulaney's new stand-up?
Oh, no.
Okay, so there's just one part he's talking about, because it's all about him going to rehab. That's like the whole stand-up is him going through this. Anyway, why he's in rehab, Pete Davidson calls him on the phone, but he said every time, like Pete changed his number so much, he always just puts like these random celebrities that he doesn't know. So speaking of the mobsters, he put Al Pacino. Why was in, his name was under Al Pacino. So he's like, so they had to give him all these drugs to make him sleep because he was already high as shit. Like, he couldn't fall asleep. So the phone's ringing. So Pete's trying to call him on the phone. And it's like, oh, but it shows up Al Pacino. They had to have a nurse in there because he wanted to leave. So the nurse had to stay in the room. So she kept looking at the phone. She's like, Al Pacino calls. It was like 10 minutes later, Al Pacino's called. So finally he said it went like three times, they said. Then she like wakes him up. She's like, hey, you might want to answer this phone. She's like, Al Pacino is calling you. So when he thinks, like, he already knows, of course. So, but she doesn't know. So he's like, talking like to Pete, and he's like says something, and she's like, you know what's funny is that this whole time, like, she's listening to my conversation. She thinks he starts on like his Al Pacino voice, like what she thinks is probably going on there, even though it's just fucking Pete Davidson. Because he was like, I'm gonna get blamed for this. Like, that was the whole point. Like, Pete Davidson thought he was gonna get blamed for him doing drugs because they hang out and Pete's just weird.
Yeah.
So they figured it would be his fault. But on the phone, it sounds like Al Pacino is like 80 years old being like, I got you hooked on drugs and shit like that. And he's like, the nurse's face is just in shock that are like, because you're gonna hear part of the conversation. And she the whole time, it's fucking, that shit was funny though. The rest of it had some funny shit to it, but.
I don't think I ever sat and watched one of his before.
Now they're pretty good.
Right?
Yeah.
I like his joke about Tom Jones.
What was that one?
Where he's sitting in the like diner and he plays What's New Pussycat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right at the beginning of this one, there's a fucking kid up in the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
So he just like looks up and he's like, okay. He was like, how old are you? And they're, what's his name? He asked what his name was. Then he's like, how old are you? And he's like, 11. He was like, have you seen my comedy? He was like, who brought you here? Because there's like everybody else. It's just one young kid up in the balcony. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, I see. Like, you've seen him before. And he was like, all right. He was like, well, this is going to mess the show up. I got to stare at an 11-year-old kid up in the balcony. He was like, I say some shit in here. He was like, I want you to know that everything I say, don't do it. It was just funny as hell. You could just see his eyes like look up once. And then all of a sudden he's like trying to talk. And he's like, just stops the show. And he's like, who are you? Like, how old are you? Who are you here with?
Did he have that baby with Olivia Munn or whatever?
Yeah, they have a kid.
Yeah.
You call her Olivia Munn?
I don't know who the fuck she is.
Oh, it's Olivia Munn.
Okay.
I thought you said Munn.
I probably did.
Yeah, either way.
I know her from the one Christmas movie I saw her in with old bait balls.
What is
this? Oh, you did watch it? I don't know. It's one of them things.
Whoa.
Dude, you get one sponsor and everybody wants to collab with you. Oh, fuck.
You're so famous.
Fuck my wife. Oh. I need to readjust now, too.
Yeah.
Everybody else was touching theirs.
I just like to tighten it up every once in a while. Yeah. Just, I move it around a little bit. One time it would be like, bloop, and just fall like a limb in his dick. Bloop.
This is your dick on drugs. Bloop.
You can talk about Bam.
Yeah, no,
I'll let you handle that. So you,
I don't know.
I just know he's going to jail probably.
Yeah,
I also saw a thing that like Steve-O said that he needs to be in jail because it's the only place he's gonna
straighten up.
Mm-hmm. And that's how bad are you when Steve-O has to be like,
that guy's doing great.
And yeah, man, you really got to go to prison.
I see, he's doing like 50 whippets a day. Yeah. Like, now I'm good to go.
They had a whole one. MTV show documentary on it. Remember, we thought it was going to be like a weekly thing.
Yeah,
it was like, no, we'll just show an hour with commercials.
Yeah. Yeah, and that guy's doing great. Actually, they're all doing great except Bam, right? Pretty sure all the Jackass guys are doing.
I think Ryan Dunn's having a.
Damn, I was going to say it. I forgot.
Maybe.
He's doing okay now. Like, it's over with. He burned up. Whatever the fuck happened, right? Then he car crashed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'd burn up. It's fine.
Dust to dust, am I right?
Yeah. He's up there racing with the other Fast and Furious guy.
Paul Walker.
Paul Walker, yeah. Who wins? Paul Walker, by the way.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the craziest car collection of...
I don't know. Are they drunk?
Well, then it's definitely not Ryan Dunn that's winning.
Well, he might win if they're getting.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think Dunn, because wasn't Walker the passenger?
It wasn't even him.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he let his friend drive one of his cars, and he fucking sped and crashed it, and he died. Like, what?
You said sped
and crashed. That's it.
Don't fart on him, John.
There are people, I feel bad for them. When you die from like fucking every drug in the world, I don't feel that bad for you.
Like Michael Jackson.
One that's just different. I mean, I don't feel bad for that guy either. I don't feel bad for him. But like, they're always like Heath Ledger. They're like, oh, we really meant like he was so great. Like, why is he? He was a fucking drug addict. Like, he died every day.
But the doctors prescribed him those drugs.
That, I thought he died from his own.
I don't.
I know Michael Jackson was.
I know he got prescribed uppers and downers and took them together.
Yeah. But like one of the people. I mean, I did like Chris Farley. Like,
I mean, he was prescribed all the cocaine he could.
Yeah. But he would have just made the same fucking movies over and over again.
Well, that's all funny,
though.
Yeah, but well, they wouldn't be funny after, like, fucking right now. And him but and David Spade
if you think about.
Like, did you read the, like, they made a book about him or whatever?
His brother wrote a book about him, I think.
And his brother looks just like him.
Yeah. Does he?
Except,
wasn't he in a couple of his movies with him?
Yeah, I think so. And he has his own, he's like a stand-up comedian or something like that. Oh, like, he has his own thing. That's why I saw him one time, and I'm like, who the fuck is this guy?
I went down a, like, YouTube rabbit hole, and, like, they put all the blame on that Chippendales sketch.
Really?
Yeah, where they said that, like, that was the moment he realized they were laughing at him and not with him. Yeah.
Well, they say and like that, fuck anyway. Like he would be like all fun, and then like, of course, it was the drugs. I mean, not him, but
in a van you know down by the river.
Yeah, like I love that fucking sketch. I thought that was funny. Shit.
That's the one with David Spade and Christina Applegate.
Like, yeah,
just sitting on the couch, and just like laughing like, the whole time.
It's like not even. They're like the best sketches ever when people they just are. Can't keep it together. Yeah. Like I fucking like that.
Except
fucking,
for the Jimmy Fallon ones.
Well, yeah, because that guy's annoying. As
shit. He is.
He's like. Fucking dick. But anyway,
everything fucking, is fucking funny though.
Yeah, you're the greatest person ever. Yeah. Like, yeah, shut the fuck up. Like, somebody can just be okay.
Yeah,
not every fucking movie you ever saw is the best thing you've ever seen. Yeah, and it goes on and on. That shit just not suck. Like, oh, this is amazing. Like, is it though? Because I watched it and I could have turned it off, and I probably have half the movies you said. That one fucking that blonde hair girl that I don't know her name, but she's in that alien one with Ryan Gosling. They were talking about their experience. They come and abducted them all, and it's like Ryan Gosling and then whoever the other girl is. They have great experiences, and she's like smoking a cigarette, and then she's like, "Mine not so much." And she starts telling like this. He's like, "They're batting my cooch around stuff like that."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I still don't. I'm glad you know. Like you just had this moment of enlightenment. I'm just like batting the fucking cooch around. Who's getting throat cancer?
I think you made me watch it.
I think we like watch. But they just fuck, for they some just reason, lost their shit, and they're just like they're trying to continue on and air like the people that are doing like the UFO interview. Like it's Keenan.
Thompson.
Yeah, like him. Like, he's laughing. That other chubby-ass girl's laughing. Like, everybody's laughing, and she's just going on and on about shit. He's, like, batting my knockers around or something like that. Like, little alien. She was like, oh, good for you guys. She's like, I landed on my bum hole. Yeah, she's I love watching that shit when they don't do it. But like you said, yeah, that guy's annoying as fuck.
Yeah, like I was saying, like, if Chris Farley was, like, like, if he showed up in Step Brothers somewhere, you know what I mean? Like, it could have made it better. Like, he didn't have to do him and David Spade forever, but.
I feel like they would have. Yeah. I feel like they would have. It would have just been in every Adam Sandler movie ever.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, but that's the whole thing. Like, it was a good, like,
he would have been in all the Kevin James spots. Yeah. Like, Kevin James wouldn't have ever been
Kevin
accepted.
Kevin James would have no career at all.
Yeah.
He'd be fucking Chris Farley.
It makes you think, like, would they have kept the other lady for King of Queens? Was that Leah Remini?
I thought she was hot.
I know. So I was just about to say that. She was on Saved by the Bell.
Was she? She was at the beach season, right?
Fucking beach. I think it was like the college years.
The college years. Uh-huh. Like I was going to say, she wasn't in the original, right?
No, it was like later on. But it was like.
Didn't they have a whole season where they were at the, like this beach resort or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Saved by the Bell was shit.
That was before my time, pal.
Well, you, first off, pal, you know the beat season.
Yeah. That was before and that's an obscure one, really. I mean,
like, he talked old to me. Excuse me, pal.
Here's the year, youngster.
That was before my time.
Back in my day, all right, we barely had Boy Meets World.
You like hit the one that was in the between. It was like the high school and then the beach one and then the college years or something like that. And
I mean, I know the episode where she's addicted to drugs and she's so excited.
It was caffeine.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta stop. Like, it was a fucking straight crack.
I mean, at least Carlton got speed.
I forgot about that.
They could have made Jesse do some coke.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they were saying.
Yeah.
Caffeine pills.
What are these no-dos? Oh, my God.
Like, I was shaking my right on the counter at any gas station.
Yeah. Is that a large Starbucks?
You're crazy.
It's 7 o'clock at night.
Hey, little mama. Little mama, you got to stop doing those hard drugs. See, is that a Red Bull in your hand right now?
What was the oldest daughter in Full House?
DJ?
DJ, yeah.
I had her running on the treadmill, and she didn't even eat anything that day. She was trying to lose weight. They called her fat at school.
I called her fat at school.
She was a little chubby at one time, wasn't she?
Yeah.
I mean, Topanga was kind of chubby, too, but she was hot.
Yeah, she was hot.
She's scary now.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, she's got like
scary
that,
looking, or?
Well, she's got more like that I'm going to eat you vibe. Yeah, yeah. She's going to get
vibe from anybody.
Have you look her up on the thing. She does a podcast now with fucking Batman Beyond and the other guy.
The fuck?
What?
No clue.
Will Friedle and Ryder Strong.
Who do they are?
I don't know. Sean and the older brother.
Oh, okay.
Corey or whatever?
Nah, the other one.
Oh, Corey was
Eric.
Okay.
Yeah, plays with squirrels.
They have a podcast together?
Yeah. About weird. Boyd Meets World. Yeah.
They haven't run out of...
Yeah, but why would it be this? Like, I could see her,
they couldn't
but...
get the Savage dude.
Yeah, okay.
He was like, I'm too important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the... What's his name? Fred Savage. I think he just got a whole bunch of like sexual assault cases against him.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but I don't know when from or whatever happened to it. I just
but he was in the Wonder Years.
I know. He was famous as shit. He was in Seinfeld one time.
He was. He was in, what was that movie? Monsters?
Yeah.
Him and Howie Mandel.
And Princess Bride, which I love that movie.
He's in that one?
Wasn't Andre the Giant in that?
Yeah, but he's in... He's a little kid. He's reading the story to... The grandpa's reading the story to him. Okay. So he's not in it for long, but he's in it.
My brain went so left field when you said that. For some reason, I thought Corpse Bride, and I was like...
No. That's Johnny Depp, right? I think Johnny Depp's in all those movies that are exactly...
Well, that was the Claymation one. Yeah. You're not going to look up the scary Danielle Fishel or whatever the fuck her name is?
You know everybody's like real name.
I know.
I was about to look up Topanga. Topanga. And bring up Topanga Canyon. Yeah.
You get the same picture. You'd have to figure out how to spell Topanga.
Well, she was also in a... You guys ever watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Nope.
So there was the dude,
that's like, I've seen
Xander, in there. There was like this weird fucking cyberpunk movie where the two of them were married. And like... She was a bit...
So what am
chonky.
I looking at?
Just look her up now. Like, no, would she look Danielle Fishel, I think.
She did not pop up.
Fisher?
No.
That's Danielle.
Fishel at the Fishel. Like, towards the bottom there.
Yeah. Oh, I did spell Daniel.
I mean, she looks the same right now. I mean, the one picture looks like she's psycho.
That's
the rest of them just look like Topanga, but older.
Like I said, it's...
I don't
get
Eat Me vibes.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
That's like gonna fucking eat your face off.
See, this is what I'm talking about, John. Like what we were talking about. Like I just... She's pretty, I think.
Yeah, pretty hungry. But I mean,
what's... Type in her podcast, because I don't see
do
pictures
know what,
with.
What is?
Just type in her podcast. Just type in that and then put
and podcast.
Yeah. I just wanted to see what the guy looks like now. That's him?
This one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah, okay. Nah, that other guy can't be that fucking famous that he couldn't get on this podcast.
Ben Savage?
Yeah,
he's like, a director now.
Oh, I thought he was producing stuff, but...
I was going to say, I haven't seen him in any fucking movies. He thinks he's too good for a podcast. What's
that's
his fucking direct?
Dude, they even had Mr. Feeny on there.
I mean, yeah.
And sense. He's going to die soon.
Jesus Christ.
He's like fucking 95.
Well, he was pretty old on there, but...
That's the thing. Like, they had to have his wife on with him to, like, kind of keep his story straight.
What the hell does Ben Savage... Look, you should have looked that up while you're...
Yeah. Right.
What does Ben Savage direct? Like, I want to know what famous movie he made.
How does Ben Savage still have money?
How does this guy...
2023.
I think that's what his brother... I think that's what Fred Savage was, his director.
Yeah, he directed, like, 3 episodes of Boy Meets World, man.
What? His IMDb should come up, and that'll have all his stuff on there, right?
Dude, talk about a he's fucking toehead. Okay.
I feel like he just wants to be...
Criminal Minds, man.
That just shows he's in, though.
He was in Clifford in 1994.
Yeah, so they will put their...
You could just put, yeah, what he does now.
Oh, Girl Meets World. There you go.
Little Monsters, Wild Palms.
Director one. He has one director movie.
And I just... How do
you... They're like, no, we're not going to show it to you. I'm just going to let you know you can click on it.
Producer...
That's probably the same as the director.
Probably.
Yo, you know what fucked me up? I know this is another left fucking tangent here. Did you watch the movie Nope?
Yeah. Not yet. I didn't watch it.
The alien movie?
Yeah. I had no idea that that was the Keke Palmer chick throughout the whole movie. Yeah.
And then they're in there's another movie they're made. Because they were in the same people in Us, right? Or whatever it's fucking called. It's maybe before
the director guy, yeah. But
I thought the characters, aren't they? I thought they were in that movie too. I haven't seen it.
I know the brother or whatever was the guy from Get Out.
Get Out, maybe
that's what I'm thinking
about. But they're not like the same character as,
No, I know, like the same, but I thought it was the same people, like the actors.
Some of them.
Okay.
He seems to like that dude, because that dude was from Black Mirrors.
Okay. But then he has like another one, and I think she's in it again. Whatever his new movie is going to be.
Oh, I have no idea. I haven't heard of him making another one. Yeah. I thought Nope was stupid, honestly. I didn't like the shape of the alien. Like,
They did get a little... Like, I thought it was good, and then like, one of those things like Jeepers Creepers for me.
Mm-hmm.
Where all of a sudden you see him, and you're like, ah, fuck this.
He's got wings.
It's like somebody got a clothesline and like hung up all the clothes.
And then at some point they look like a big-ass... vagina just opened. No. I was like, what is happening right now? Like when he went to like destroy it or whatever, I was like, what the fuck is going on? This is a fucking shit turn real weird.
Why does Glenn always gotta die?
But I didn't think it was bad, but I haven't seen, what is it, Get Out?
You never saw Get Out? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's one of the better ones. Like out of the three movies.
Wasn't that his first one?
Yeah.
Was Get Out?
Yeah.
So we had that, and then...
Us. And then that was his third one. Yeah.
I haven't saw it. I just seen Nope.
Oh, you saw the worst one.
Yeah. But no, the other ones don't pop up on anything. It was on something, I never watched it, and then it went away.
Yeah, Us was on Prime, I think, for a while.
Yeah, and I went to watch it, and I was like,
and Get Out was, I think, Netflix.
Yeah, I think so.
Because everybody was doing the Get Out challenge.
Yeah, where you got to run straight at the camera and then turn.
I'll have to type it back in. I haven't done it recently, but see if it pops up on... one of the 100 streaming services I have, and they'll be like, no, it's on this one if you want
to
buy it.
Yeah, that's why you just go to IMDb on your phone. Just look up the movie and then just hit it, and it'll show you what it's playing on for free.
I want to watch Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
That type of movie is just weird that they're never anywhere like Good Boys. I went to watch it. I was like, well, that's got to be on something. I was like, that shouldn't be on anything.
What fucking movie's that?
Good Boys?
Yeah.
That shit's funny as hell. The little kids that...
Oh, I think I rented that drone. On... Yeah, I fell asleep.
Yeah.
Is that
the
Seth Rogen one?
I think so.
Yeah. I thought that shit was funny as hell. But then I already saw it like one time, and then it went off of everything, and now it's
I forgot about it.
Check the red box, man.
Yeah, true. What you call it? They said somebody's trying to bring back that Netflix where you can rent movies.
Oh, that was so
dumb. No, I thought they said they were just about to get rid of it. I thought it was like
the last year
for it.
Somebody's trying to buy it, though.
The idea of it? Yeah.
DVD?
Yeah, like the DVD thing. They're trying to buy it. Like, I forget what company it is. So I was like, that's not like a news thing. Like, why would you want to buy that service at all?
I went to a Redbox one time, and I got, like, the fucking thing out, took it all the way home, opened it up, and, like, there was full-on, like, barbecue sauce in the fucking thing.
Some of them were a little sketchy. I had a couple of them. Yeah. Like, I had to clean them off before I could actually, because they would stop playing or whatever. But it wasn't bad. I mean, at one time, it was pretty convenient.
Yeah,
for the most part.
It was cool until COVID hit, and then you're like, these people coming on this shit, like, gonna get throat cancer out here.
Shit. Well, we did hour and a half.
We did hour and 41
before we get too lost of topics.
Yeah, I have to urinate anyway.
Sweet. All right.
I don't know what the opposite of howdy is, but bye.
All right, peace out.
See you.